One of them pastors not far from where the Harvey lives today. Pastors. Never has repented. Pastor Richard Black Sr., a man with far more character than I'll ever have. His grandchildren are sitting out here. That's Richard Black III. I guess he'd be Grandpa Clark. I don't know. He made a choice at the church. He said, you folks that sing, I want to see the songs before you sing them. Some of them girls, you all may know, some of them girls threw a fit about it. He started uprooting songs written by these modern contemporary artists, but somebody would change it and make it sound spiritual. But the theme the whole way through it was the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit, the Spirit. Now, I challenge you with this. How many of you know somebody who got saved out of the contemporary movement? You know somebody that got saved out of the contemporary movement. Tell me if you have. You know why? Because that Spirit's got them. That Spirit grips them. Well, Donnie, you know I quit going to camp meetings, and that's why. That same Spirit follows that music around, and they're up shouting, having snot fest at the altar. And you've seen it, brother. We've talked about that. They shout, run the aisles, weep and cry, and the preacher gets up and they fall asleep. There's churches that have invited me to come, and I've had to say, no, thank you. It wouldn't be good for your church if I came. I'm not the most smart man in the world, but I know what's going on. Sensual. Open your eyes and look at it and see what it is. Listen with your ears. Smell with your nose. Touch it with your hands. Taste it. Sour. I would say half the young people in this room probably listen to contemporary music or worse. Well, I can't say worse. I apologize. I retract my statement. They listen to contemporary music or it's contemporary rock and roll, country, rap, R&B. At least half. And if I'm wrong, then young people, prove it to me and bring all your iPods and your phones up here right now. Let me see your playlist if I'm lying. Pastor Black said, we're not going to sing these songs. Those good godly girls in long dresses threw a little fit. And one of them made a mistake and asked me what I thought about it. I said, Pastor Black, now don't let this offend you. I said, what about Squire Parsons? He said, I'll let you know. Got an email a week later. He said, no Squire Parsons. I didn't balk at that. He said, what about Beulah Land? It makes me cry. Well, he contacted Squire Parsons, who's still living. Went to his website, couldn't find a thing about salvation. All he could find was a Kingsman video where he's quoting the NIV. Amen and amen. And he contacted him and asked about his salvation. He never responded. Now people say this, well, how do we know Isaac Watts was saved? Because when I survey the wondrous cross, amen, where the Prince of Glory died, I see the Savior that Isaac Watts saw. Doing all right? And he's not living to impact this generation. I was probably 9, maybe 10 years old, I vaguely remember. Gaither Trio was coming to Williamsport, Maryland, 7 miles from our house. Gaither Trio. I remember as a little boy, this Pentecostal church was packed to the hilt. And I still remember, I've told my wife, probably one of the greatest, as far as listening to, one of the greatest voices in gospel music is that Danny Gaither. I mean, he had a beautiful singing. What happened? Money. Money. Wealth. Fame. I don't want to say a whole lot, but I want to say a whole lot too. Knickerbocker, thank you. I'm not trying to book you. I'm not trying to say anything outside of what he said. I agree 100% with what he said. 100% with what he said. And I don't want to diminish what he said. I want you to take what he said and you bury that in your heart and you put that illustration with the alphabet is marvelous. I don't know if you used it last year. If you did, I probably was sleeping during that, and I apologize. That's tremendous. It's the order of all those letters. Mm-hmm. My name's not Idom. My name's Tim. Tremendous illustration. I used to work at a bouncer. I'm not talking about sin, I'm talking about just my life. I worked at a bouncer at a rave club. I won't tell you the band's name unless you look it up, but a band came in. They're still in the music scene, those that haven't OD'd yet. Those kids were so scared they were hiding from the band. One boy had his dreadlocks, had his head inside a 20,000 watt theater speaker, had his head inside of it, just thrashing his head around. When he walked out of the club, I watched him pitch face first down the street. The music. Had his head inside of a speaker. This old dreadlocked heroin addict had a 6 foot long bass guitar and pulled out a pipe wrench. And played a 6 foot long bass guitar with a pipe wrench. You almost need an adult Depends, no offense to those of you that need them. I mean, you quivered inside. The devils of hell came out of those speakers. Those children were terrified. Found one of these contemporary artists, hard rock artists. They referred to that band as one of their inspirations. But Cliff Taylor, I contacted you and requested specifically that you would sing one of those great hymns of the faith for us. Listen, young people, old people, middle-aged people, a lot of people have asked me if they could sing this week. A lot of people have asked me. Okay? I can't put everybody in. I can't do it. We'd be here all day. But I asked Brother Taylor to sing. He says a song. And then when he said, Brother McFay, there's another song I'd like to sing also. So Brother Taylor, you sing the one I requested first, that great hymn of the faith. Make sure your guitars are tuned. And then he's going to sing another song after that. We'll see what the Lord has to serve. We'll take it.
Well, I haven't had this request in a long time. I think the last time he requested, Sinatra, and he got saved. He got saved in a tent meeting our church was holding down in the mountains of Kentucky. And he of course, had a burden for his family first. He went back and talked to his parents. And he tried to witness to them, but growing up next door to Frank Sinatra, by the way, he's the one, in case you don't know, that did the song "I Did It My Way." And Frank Sinatra was on his deathbed. He said, "I had to go by just one more time." He grew up, I mean, right next door, Palm Springs. "I had to go by one more time to try to give Frank the gospel." He said, "I went by the hospital room there, and his wife was out there sitting, and he said, I need to talk to Frank." And of course, she knew what he was up to. He'd already tried it many times, but she said, "No, you don't need to talk to Frank." He said, "No, I need to talk to Frank. You don't realize how important this is. I need to talk to Frank." She said, "Well, I'll go in and talk to him and see what he says." She went in there. While she was in there, Frank Sinatra died. His dying words, she had asked him if this fellow could come in and sing. His dying words, the man who did it his way, said, "Tell Howard, I lost." Give me just a minute. Well, that's a two years later, I'm sorry. And I can't get that one. Everything went dead. This thing is so far out, it ain't funny. There we go. Now it's coming back. I'm going to work on this. I'm sorry, brother. You know, there's a man that had done it all, as the world says. Right? And lost. Got another one I was thinking. You mentioned Bye Bye Miss American Pie. Church in Vegas has a street ministry out on the streets of Las Vegas. They go out there every Thursday night. Some man in the church there that runs it. And they, several years ago, they started this deal where they shut down what was called Fremont Street. And Fremont Street, you used to drive down it, you could end at the Union Plaza Hotel. Well, the hotels are still there, but you can't drive down the street anymore. They've blocked it off. You can take the cross street, but you cannot go down with a car down Fremont Street. They've got holes in there and you can't get through. They've made what is now the Fremont Street Experience. And one of the first songs they would play, what they did is they put a big tunnel like this, half a tunnel over the whole street down there for about three blocks. And they flash videos on it every hour. Most of the time there'd be just this little sky looking thing. But every hour, on the hour, they would flash, and they still do, they'll flash videos on it. They'll put music on it. And for the first probably 2 years, their hit song, their favorite song was Bye Bye Miss American Pie. That song is written about the death of the local church. You listen to it carefully, that is what it is talking about. I got news for you. The church is alive, and she is going to evermore live. Amen. But as that thing came up, the father, they flashed a picture of John F. Kennedy. The son, they flashed a picture of Robert F. Kennedy. You think the words were blasphemy? When they said the Holy Ghost, they flashed a picture of Martin Luther King, Jr. I got news for you. The Holy Ghost ain't black. Say, you're a racist. He ain't white either.
That's right.
He's a spirit. Amen. And he don't care what color you are, he can get into you and, amen, change your life. Right on, brother.
Can you tune this?
Yes. Just not. Go cooperating. Watch the tune being right with the music, with the word. Old Tom Toad, old Tom Toad, why are you lying in the mud? Old Tom Toad, old Tom Toad, why are you lying? Says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. It's only reasonable. Amen. That you be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what God wants from each one of us. Amen.
I long for rest, the perfect peace within my breast. And I often sought the Lord alone in tears. But I would not pay the price, would not make the sacrifice. So I wandered on and on for many years. Let me lose my life, O Lord. Self be crucified, and my friends the only need. Though it cost me grief and pain, I will find my life again. If I lose my life, I'll find glory in thee. Then one night while bowed in prayer, Jesus whispered to me there, take thy cross and follow. How hard it was to die and own self to crucify, just to lose my life and find it, Lord, in thee. Let me lose myself, O Lord, and I'll find it in thee. May old self be crucified and my friends the only need. It has cost me. But I found my life again. Yes, I lost my life, but I found it for you.
Amen,
brother.
Amen. Now listen, don't get upset. I asked for the title to sing that great first hymn of the faith. Yeah. It's been years that I've been titled Sing Tom the Toad. Amen. Hey, it's better than this contemporary garbage.
Right.
Let's do this. Let's take up an offering. I want to do something. The ladies have worked hard. There's men that have worked